All right, let's see what we got here. Hello? Wait, starting? Yeah, that before we go. Hi.
Hi.
How are you all doing out there?
Are we on?
I hope so. I think, yeah, we got the little live thing up there flashing. I think we're in good shape.
Hi.
How you doing?
Welcome to Signal Hole. Kansas City.
That's right.
Actually, south of Kansas City. We're in Belton.
Belton, Missouri. We're here in Signal Hole, and we got an exciting new episode of Neon Talk for you. And the one thing that we're going to do, the better music, is we get into whatever we get into here.
Oh, yes. There's always the album.
Yeah.
This is John Kirby.
This was picked up for Record Store Day this year. I actually went to a couple stores, went to Renaissance Audio out in Overland Park, and then went to Josie Records in downtown Kansas City.
Yep.
So support your local record stores because they like it. And it sounds better on vinyl, I think.
I pick up a lot of gems, or I have picked up a lot of gems from some of these old record stores, and at times the Smithsonian Collection.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the little big band. The little big band that could.
All right. Bring it up here.
As you get ready to bring that up, we recorded episode 594, did the vocals for it tonight. There was a cat, Sammy Miller, that swung through town last winter, and I don't know that the show was populated as well as it could have because this winter was so treacherous, but at any rate, he loved his time here in Kansas City. They had some barbecue. They had the crowd they had was good, so it was a good thing. He's an LA-based cat, and again, I keep knocking into the microphone as if you didn't know I had headphones on. I'm smashing into everything. Right,
I don't
here.
Know if it was just our coordination has been messed up or something like that.
Our equilibrium's off.
I'm waiting for somebody to say, and this is something new. Tonight he kept while we were doing show 494, we had to take a couple of edits because he would turn his head to look at me and the headphones would go boom against the microphone.
It was just a big drum roll the whole time.
Yeah. Well, we do play that thing like an instrument, but after all,
that's right.
That's jazz.
Yeah. It's improv, baby.
Yeah.
It's improv. So
let me drop a needle on this thing.
Please do.
Well, first of all,
let me see what the name of the first. Because I always forget to do that. Afternoon in Africa.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The second one will be called Dizzy Debutante.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, could be anything. It could be Dizzy Gillespie. It could just be the Spins.
I'm wondering if it wasn't maybe in honor of him.
Okay. It could be, yeah.
Needle is dropped.
All right. This is it.
The little band that could.
Right. The cartoon cat.
Yeah.
Sneaks out to the mountains.
See, in classical music parlance, he would be called a romantic.
That's right. He looks like a romantic.
But isn't that a good deal of jazz, too?
Yeah, that is.
Except for abstract jazz, and then we're just high.
Yeah, that's right. We've been shot up with the psychedelic vapors. Yeah. You know, I remember years ago, it takes me back to my early journalistic days. I worked at the University News down at UMKC, and I was a sports reporter. I wasn't that good. I got better over time, but in the beginning, I wasn't good at it. But I remember I went through all the old newspapers, and I used to see all the cigarette ads, and how all the doctors said it was good for you, and I was just like, wow, they really think that cigarettes are good for you. It was astonishing.
Well, that was, I mean, what was it? Cigarette sales began in earnest in the old radio days by the, I can't think of his name, but a guy who founded the Lucky Strike cigarette chain. And it was one of the slogans for selling the cigarette on old radio was, reach for a Lucky instead of a Sweet.
And it was LSMFT.
Yep. LSMFT.
MFT.
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So the one thing that I was thinking about with that is with those ads, it's like reel in the kids early on and get them hooked on cigarettes for their life. So what we did in this last show is we had a profile of a book called Jazz on a Saturday Night. I went to the Mid-Continent Library and picked it up. And it's just a book that celebrates the lore of jazz and all these guys, and there's music in it. It's this book, and I keep thinking, that's the beauty of music. Whenever I interview these musicians, all of this starts early on. You know, there's the, there's a musician, Ashley Bizzante. I just interviewed her, and she was talking about how when she was a kid, she was inconsolable. Her dad would play the guitar. He was a Dominican bass guitarist, or he was from the Dominican Republic, and he would play the guitar and it would calm her down. And all these other people have talked about how music was the cigarette of choice when they were younger. It was the nicotine they needed. It was the safe addiction.
You know what, one of the big addictive features of cigarettes is
what?
Sugar.
Wow. Of all the ingredients in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, along with nicotine, yes, but the one of the bigger parts of the addiction is sugar.
See, I thought it was the, I thought it was, I really enjoyed the tar and the grape juice that was in there. That's why I got addicted to it. It was like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I just, it shifted off the road. Like, I guess like Charlie Parker when he picked up that Yardbird out of the middle of the road and cooked that thing up. Oh, addicted to asphalt.
What was the Henny Youngman joke? Remember the comedian that used to stand up? I think pre-Rodney Dangerfield days, the Henny Youngman guy. Yeah. Henny Youngman stood up with his, you know, fiddle like Jack Benny and played a few strokes and then told some jokes. He said he went to a Nicotine Anonymous meeting. It's where a bunch of smokers get together and they get drunk together. Same tape. They quit the cigarettes, though.
That's right. Speaking of, I just thought about my dad. My dad was one of the funniest people I ever knew. He was a riot. And
I have had that impression.
Yeah.
If you're anything like the old man.
Well, he was the king of it. He was the one.
Don't forget, he raised kids and he raised you.
That's right.
You either had a sense of humor or you... You were done.
I was done.
I'm finding that out.
So one time, I remember years later in life, he battled being overweight for years. And one time he was telling us that he went to a Weight Watchers meeting and there was too many steps. He had to climb to go down to the meeting and come up, so he decided to quit it. And I was like, whoa, you're supposed to go there to exercise and to lose weight. And he didn't want to do it, too many steps. So that was it. It was Ed.
Yeah. Oh, the joys of addiction.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. So, Bill Denny, yes. Yeah, you would know it well. That was, Bill Denny was my best friend as kids, and he knew my dad well. Knew the sauce and the humor and everything that came out of my dad. He was a good cat.
I think your dad would have really appreciated mine.
Yo.
An Irishman getting together with an Italian?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he would have loved your show. I mean, he would have probably had your show playing all the time.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been able to get over it. But, yeah, an Irishman and Italian walk into a bar.
Yeah, I was about to go there. But it had to originate with you.
That's right.
Because I think you guys started it.
Yeah, we did start it. We were the Prohibition ones. That was how all the jazz happened in Kansas City. Oh, man. So I want to give a quick shout out. I just want everybody to know that the great Arturo Sandoval will be in Kansas City this Saturday at the Folly Theater. And if you want to see some serious Major League Jazz from a legend, you should get out and see him. He's a wonderful cat.
And that man is good.
Yes.
Musicianship. It's all there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and the band. Yeah. I like his... I like the imager that you got from him.
I love it.
This is Arturo Sandoval.
Arturo Sandoval, yes, that punches it out. And the cool thing about him and some other people is I never get tired. There's certain musicians that there's always new stories. And Dizzy Gillespie, anytime those guys talk about him, he was such a cool cat.
Yeah.
You know, just the epitome of jazz. Like Louis Armstrong, just the ambassador of goodwill and just getting out there and giving people the music.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It was Bing Crosby called Louie, the beginning and the end of jazz. They had a wonderful friendship.
Yeah.
I play a lot of the records that Bing did with Louie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just sounds like, you know, it's very ingenuous. It's very ingenuous when you listen to them. You know they're enjoying themselves.
Oh, man, without a doubt.
Yeah. Louis Prima's like that, too.
Yeah, Prima.
If you hear him and Keeley and the... Sam Butera and the Witnesses cutting up on stage, or watch some of the old black and white with them doing it in Vegas.
Yeah.
they're not just performing the fun. They are having a blast. It, yeah. Every performance, and you could pick up on the electricity of it, because it, even Keeley standing there, you know, looking like the straight man.
Yeah.
Like she always did, like she was putting up with him.
Yeah.
But somehow it amplified what they were doing, their antics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would do that backstage. Whether they were on stage or backstage. That's the way it worked. Yeah. So.
Yeah. They called that rehearsal.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All of it's rehearsal. Jazz is just one big rehearsal. It's kind of like life.
So. Indeed.
But.
Making this up as we go
along. That's right. That's all we're doing. We're just making it up as we go along. So one more time here, kids. John Christopher, the Neon Beat. I do the Neon Jazz. We have a little neon that we put out there to you guys. This background bed of music that you're hearing is the biggest little band around. John Kirby leading the boys.
I think I can.
I can. Chugga, chugga. So as we let this music kind of ride us out into the sunset, thanks again for tuning in. We love every single one of you out there. Bill and the kids, thank you. Good night. Have some wonderful dreams.
Good night. And good luck.
Good luck.
Enjoy the music, my
friends.
That's
right. You got it. See you then. You know, yeah.
Then.
Neon Jazz.